Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare Specialist Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show. This is Justin Colvin, your host, author, entrepreneur, and insurance broker. Thank you for all our listeners tuning in today. We really appreciate you and value your participation in the show. If you have a question or a comment, you can always call or text us. Our number is 850-632-0033. Again, Justin Colvin here at the Medicare Help Desk. Our website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. And we appreciate all our listeners, as I mentioned. Today's episode is the 30th. I was taking it back. I mean, man, we've done 30 episodes now, which is fantastic. So we plan on doing a lot more and bringing just new and actionable content to everyone out there. There is so much to talk about with Medicare. It is endless. It is a sea of information and it is confusing and overwhelming. And that's why we're here, to bring solutions and answers, okay, in a clear and concise manner. So today is episode 30. And I'm going to cover the annual enrollment period. Now, I just did a show about 4 or 5 weeks ago on this, but it needs to be talked about again just because we're in that period of the year where we're approaching annual enrollment. It's just around the corner. And so it's important to go over this topic because it's such a busy time for seniors, right? It's such an overwhelming amount of information and plans being presented. And so we want to make sense of that and just create actionable steps to help you with navigating this period of the year. So again, it's episode 30. The annual enrollment period is here. What do I need to know? Okay. And we're going to unpack that today. So again, if you're just tuning in, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk radio show. We do a 30-minute show every week, and we cover just important topics of Medicare. I own and operate the Medicare Help Desk. We are a insurance brokerage, independent insurance agency. So how do we help folks? We help you with your Medicare plan. You can get help choosing the right Medicare coverage. We represent over 30 different insurance companies, and we're licensed in about close to 40 states around the U.S. So we are a national firm. Of course, we're located here locally in Tallahassee, but we do a lot of business in Florida, all over the Southeast, and some states out west. So big representation. We don't charge any fees. Our services are complimentary. I get paid by the insurance companies. So you don't pay me anything, okay? I don't charge a fee or anything like that. It's a very easy way to do business. If I can help you, I will help you as much as I can. If you're in the best position possible, you know, we run everything with ethics and transparency. I'm a committed member to the Better Business Bureau. And so we believe in doing the right thing by the customer. So if you're in the best position possible, I want to tell you to stay right where you're at. If I think I can improve upon what you're doing, I will let you know. And in most cases, I am, because we have so many options that we represent. We're also number one on Google here in the Tallahassee area. So if you do anything search-related requests for Google, as far as local Medicare agents or Medicare help in this area, you're gonna come up with the Medicare Help Desk. So you're gonna find me online. And then, you know, we are committed to, like I said, the local business. I'm in the chamber and some other different networking groups, so you'll see me around town. And of course, this show every week, so we cover new topics. So let's just jump right into the topic at hand today, and that's, again, the annual enrollment period. So a lot of folks will refer to this as AEP or OEP or the annual enrollment season, the annual enrollment period. It has a lot of names, but it's the time frame that comes every fall, October 15th through December 7th, okay? And during that window, you can change your Medicare health plan. Now, let me define what I mean by that, because there's a lot of confusion with what you can and can't do. A lot of folks in the early part of the year or middle part of the year think, oh, I can't change my Medicare supplement plan. It's not the time of year. That's incorrect. You can change your Medicare supplement plan anytime you want. Again, we've covered this ad nauseum in other shows. Medicare supplement is the same as Medigap, okay? And that is the lettered plans, the alphabet letter plans, like Plan F is in Frank, G is in George, N is in Nancy, and so forth. These plans have nothing to do with the annual enrollment period this fall season, okay? They can be changed anytime you want. The benefits don't change. The only thing that changes is the rates, okay? And typically, that policy renews around your effective date, which usually might be March 1st, July 1st. Usually for most seniors, it's when they turn 65, okay? Because they're aging into Medicare, they get their Medicare, and then they get their supplement plan to go along with that. Or perhaps at a later date when they retired, which could be any time of year. So again, it's completely independent of this enrollment season. So don't feel like that has nothing to do with this situation. So a lot of customers that have Medicare supplement policies with me, and they'll say, oh, what do I need to do to renew? Like, nothing. Absolutely nothing. There's nothing you have to do. But there's just so much information out there, and there's a huge sense of urgency that's placed upon seniors via the TV, radio, print, all the different advertising. It says, you must do something. You must change your plan. You have to give notice by such and such date. No, you don't. If you have a Medicare supplement, there's no action required, right? If you have an existing Medicare Advantage plan, okay, we're going to shift gears here a little bit. Medicare Advantage, which are the HMO and PPO plans, or a prescription drug plan, okay? Those plans, you do have the option to change them, okay, during the annual enrollment period. Or if you want to enroll in one of those plans for the first time, same thing. That's the time frame that you have. And so what really we're talking about today is Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plans, okay? That's the plans that you're only allowed to change during the AEP, the annual enrollment period. Now, obviously, there's special enrollment periods. There's your initial enrollment period. There's other enrollment periods that you could do this. But barring a special enrollment like moving or a FEMA disaster, or you're losing coverage from your spouse because they're retiring or you're retiring, you know, things like that, right? Then you change your plan during the AEP timeframe, okay? So you may decide not to do anything. You may like your plan. If you are, you know, if you enjoy your plan, it's working for you, your prescription drug plan or your Medicare Advantage plan, there's no action required whatsoever. It just rolls into the new year. Now, it will morph and change a little bit, sometimes a lot. It depends on what they're changing for the new plan year, because these plans have an annual contract, okay? And so each year you receive what's called an ANOC. And I've covered that before. It's the annual notice of change. And it just discloses to you as the customer, right? Hey, here's what we're doing for next year, for 2022. Here's the plans that are, here's what's changing with your current insurance, your deductibles, copays, network, formulary, you know, et cetera, right? So typically there's not dramatic changes, but there could be. That's why it's good to review your ANOC, your annual notice of change, to determine if there's a change that's warranted. So again, in the previous show I did about 6 weeks ago, I referenced the annual notice of change. And that it's important to review this, also to compile a list of your current medical providers, so doctors, specialists, hospitals, your prescription drugs that you're currently taking, and your pharmacy that you would use, okay? And with that information, then you're armed with knowledge, okay? You can make an informed decision. And so it's important that hopefully you've already done all that. You've done that legwork. And then now is the time to review, okay? So now we're in what was called the pre-AEP. Well, what is pre-AEP? It means you can look at plans and review plans and shop the plans. You just can't enroll in a plan. That doesn't happen until October 15th, like we just covered, through December 7th. And then any election change you make during that window becomes effective with the new year, January 1st, okay? So the first 2 weeks of October, October 1st through October 14th, the period we're in right now, is pre-AEP. So again, you can do everything but buy a plan or enroll in a plan, right? You can't change anything, but you can shop and look and see what's out there. Medicare.gov is a great resource. They already have all the 2022 plans out. There's also some carrier websites. When I get into the second segment, I'm going to go over some more actionable websites and information where you can get this, and how to best do the comparisons. But the information's out there, folks. You can look, okay, and see what's going on. You just can't make any decisions on what you'd like to do. But most people that are doing this the right way generally look now, right? And then this is the time to kind of figure out, am I going to make a change? Am I going to stay put? If I'm going to make a change, what are the top, you know, two or three plans I'm kind of considering? And then they make their decision during that window. You don't want to catch yourself at the last minute doing this. That's not the way to do things. It's not a good experience. It's going to stress you out. It's not worth it. The best time to do it is now. Start early and be prepared, okay? A couple things I want to go over. So when you make your change, and this is common, but not too common, but it can happen where people will enroll in a plan and they decide, oh, I think I made a bad decision, or maybe that agent's not calling me back, or, oh, I found out my specialist is not in network. I'm talking about during the annual enrollment period, they may make a change, but decide, hey, I think I made a bad decision. It's not a big deal. you have unlimited opportunity to change your plan. A lot of folks don't realize that. Not that you want to sit there and keep changing your plan. That's not the idea. You want to try to make a good educated decision and choose once. But if you choose incorrectly, it's not a big deal, okay? You can just choose again, because whatever the last plan that you enroll into by midnight of December 7th, okay, that's the plan that's going to stick for the new year. That's the plan that you're going to have. So it's common people may make a second or third choice. And again, that last plan that they select is what's going to be the plan of record for January. Okay, and I'll go over a few more best tips and strategies when we get back from the break. But I do appreciate our listeners. It's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show and Podcast. This is Justin Colvin, your host, insurance broker extraordinaire here, unpacking the episode 30 here. We're doing the annual enrollment period is here. What do I need to know? What do I do? Don't freak out, folks. It's just Medicare, just health insurance, right? But we're going to try to give you some actionable content today to help out with making the best decision, right? So in the first segment, we just covered some of the basics. What is AEP? When is this time frame? What can you do? What products does it impact? And so now we're going to dig a little deeper and go over some more resources. I'm going to give you some resources, websites, and tools to help with making the right selection, okay? And so if you're just tuning in with us, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk. My website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com, and our phone number is 850-632-0033. That's 850-632-0033. You can call or text that number. And then our 1-800 number, if you're outside the Tallahassee area, it's 800-414-2044. All right. And again, I work with about 30 different insurance companies. I can help compare options for you. So we do that routinely every single day. We do a ton of business. We've got well over 1,000 plus clients, and we represent 30 plus companies in multiple states. And we're just really committed to educating the consumer and empowering you, because an educated consumer is an informed consumer, and you make the best choice for your healthcare. So that's what we aim to do. So we're going to talk more about the today's broadcast. The annual enrollment period is here. What do I need to do? What do I need to know? And that's the things we're going to cover. So in that first segment, I went over quite a bit of content. And the second segment, we're going to dig into some resources. So I want to start out just with some basic websites that you can use, okay, to empower yourself to do some plan searching and scouting, because we're in this pre-AEP period, right? So that's where you can shop the plans. This is the time you want to be doing your research. And then after the 15th, you can make a decision. It's very easy. It's like, hey, I already know what I'm going to do. You know, it's very simple. I'm not stressed out. So the main one is, of course, the horse's mouth itself, Medicare. So just go to www.medicare.gov. And you'll see on that home screen, it's a very busy website, but this is the federal website for Medicare, all right? And there's a plan finder tool. When you click that, type in your zip code. It's pretty simple. You know, you pick your county. You pick if you're getting subsidies like Extra Help or Medicaid. And then type in your prescriptions if you so choose, and, you know, dosages. It can give you a full analysis, okay, on Medicare Advantage plans and Part D prescription drug plans. And that's the main thrust of AEP. Again, we talked about in the first segment, Medicare supplement plans aren't part of this. You can change those plans anytime. Medicare supplements are known as Medigap, which of a lettered plans like plans F and G and N. So this is not what we're really discussing today, because that has nothing to do with AEP. It's the other plans we just discussed, Advantage plans and Part D prescription drug plans. So you have the Medicare.gov tool. I encourage everybody to use it. I use it. It's a great resource. The good thing about it is you don't have to go search by every single individual insurance company, right? It houses all the options in your area. So if we're looking at, say, Tallahassee, Leon County, where I live, okay, there's, I think, close to 25, 30 different Advantage plans, maybe more. I haven't checked all the plan offerings for 2022, but there's a lot to choose from. In a bigger metropolitan area like, say, Tampa, which is Hillsborough County, where I used to live prior, there's over 50 plans. There's close to 60. It's nuts. There's so many plans. But it lists everybody. So you have, you know, Humana, Aetna, Cigna, United Healthcare, WellCare, every single plan every single plan sponsor and all the plans they offer. So it can be overwhelming. And they all, well, most of them will say zero premium here in Florida, because most of our Advantage plans don't have a premium. There are some that do, but the majority, I'd say well over 80, 90% of them don't have a premium. So you're like, well, what's different? There's a lot different, actually, because every plan is different, right? They have different networks, different benefits, different co-pays, different added ancillary benefits like dental, vision, hearing. It's all over the map. That's why it helps to have a good trusted source that can help you with this. So, I mean, you can do some of your own legwork, and I encourage you to, right? But ultimately, one of your best practices, and I'm just going to say right here, call your local agent. If you have someone that's reliable, call them. You know, let them earn their commission. That's what they're getting paid to do, is help you with your health coverage. If you don't have someone, or you're doing this stuff all on your own, call me, Justin Colvin, here at the Medicare Help Desk. I'm happy to lend a hand. Our number again, 850-632-0033. Now, I was going to give you some of those carrier websites, and a lot of these you can just easily go on Google, okay? So it's nothing unique here, just, but Medicare.gov is the main one because it houses all the plans for all the plan sponsors. Now, if you have one you're very fond of, say United Healthcare, which I write a lot of here in Tallahassee, or perhaps it's Humana or WellCare, right? You can just go straight to the carrier website. There's nothing wrong with that too, but obviously you're only going to get what they offer you, okay? But they're a good resource as well, and a lot of the information there is more specific. When you go to Medicare.gov, it's good information, but some things that are missing that they probably should update, and maybe this will happen in future years, they don't give a lot of the specific plan numbers. Like when you get down to, okay, how much dental do I get? How much vision do I get? What is the OTC benefit amount? Like the real specifics, you can't get it. They don't have it on there. It just says dental, yes. Well, that's great, yes, but give me more information. It just doesn't have all that, okay? It's more of a high-level kind of surface level. It is good. Don't get me wrong. It's really good for the prescription drugs, but some of the ancillary benefits and other case specifics, they just don't get into the nitty-gritty like you would like to see. And so from a consumer standpoint, I do like Medicare.gov, because it's very high level. But for the actual plan specifics, what you can do is maybe narrow it down to a couple of plans. Okay, let's say United Healthcare plan, maybe a Humana plan. And then go to the carrier website. They will give you all the pertinent details. You can actually get the summary of benefits. And that's one of the main documents I want you to look at, is the SOB, summary of benefits. And it's like a 15, 20-page document that gives you all the co-pays and the deductibles, gives you all the prescription drug co-pay amounts by tier level. Lots and lots of data, right? And that you'll get from the individual insurance company website. So those websites, one of the big ones is Humana. So it's just www.humana.com. There's WellCare, which is just the same thing, www.wellcare.com. There's Aetna. They're not present here in this area, okay, at this juncture yet. They're not in Leon County or in the greater Tallahassee area like Jefferson or Wakulla County. But they're obviously in all the big metropolitan areas all throughout Florida, and they're all over the country. So depending on where you're listening to the show, where you're tuning in, I have clients in, you know, close to 40 states. Aetna I have a lot of customers with, but their website is aetnamedicare.com, okay? Here in Florida, we have Florida Blue, another one. So just www.floridablue.com. And then United Healthcare is a little different. Theirs is UHCMedicareSolutions.com. That's UHC, like in United Healthcare, MedicareSolutions.com. So those are all some carrier websites. And of course, you can just Google this. It's not nothing unique. I mean, but that's, I want to give out that information. But with the carrier sites, they do give more plan specific information. That's why they're a good resource as well. Okay. Calling them, you can certainly call them, but you're going to wait on hold for a while. I mean, they have call centers, but you got to remember there's 60 million people on Medicare. And they're all trying to, it's like a crowded movie theater, all trying to leave at the same door. You know, someone yelled fire in the movie house. There's so many people online searching. They get so many phone calls. And during this time, certainly you can call them. Hopefully it's not too long on hold, but you might be on hold for 30 minutes, an hour. You know, unfortunately, it kind of stinks, but that's just the nature of the business. There's a lot of people look at this stuff. So the websites give you a lot of the transparency. Go there, research it. Again, if you don't have a competent agent or broker, call me or call someone to reach out for help, because this is something we do all day, every day. We're experienced with the plans. So we kind of know in any given market, there's like 1 to 3 plans that are the top plans we write most often, depending on someone's situation. So we can really help drill down this and cut a lot of the fat out, so there's not so much energy on your part that's being, you know, taxed, you know, how much time you're spending on this. A few other things here as we kind of come to a close in our second segment. Don't wait until the last minute. As I mentioned, you want to get a head start, right? So I encourage you to use this pre-AEP time to do your due diligence, okay? And then when you're ready, after the 15th of October through December 7th, you pull the trigger. You make the decision. Most enrollments today are also done electronically. I wanted to share that with you. So you're like, okay, if I do this, is it pretty, you know, is it difficult to make a change? No, it's very simple. You know, my office, we do 99% everything electronic. So the only thing you have to do is if you can do an e-signature, now most of the insurance companies have a text signature. You don't even have to have an email, okay? Or if you can't figure it out, everybody's got a cell phone for the most part, but most of the companies now have a text or an email feature, and you digitally sign your enrollment via text or via email. I mean, it's so simple, right? And I do all the presentation with you over the phone. So, you know, you look at the summary of benefits, you look at the outline of coverage, make a decision, and then you move forward. It's pretty simple. The new plan, whenever you do elect your plan, starts January 1st, okay? And so that's when the plan becomes of record. And if you're changing your Medicare Advantage plan or your prescription drug plan, which is what we've been talking about this entire broadcast, you don't have to call and cancel the old insurance. A lot of folks are like, oh, do I need to call and cancel? How do I do that? Nope. Guess what? It's actually seamless. But with Medicare, you only have one slot. You can only have one Medicare Advantage plan or one Part D prescription drug plan. So when you enroll in a new plan, guess what? It automatically kicks out the old plan. It is super easy. So there's nothing you have to do. It's just sit tight and wait for your new materials to arrive. When you get your new ID card, just start to show that as of January 1st. So it's actually pretty easy. And also, if you feel like you made a mistake, it's not a big deal. You have the first 3 months of the year. We call it the OEP. It's a different enrollment period. And it's designed to prevent seniors from getting into a plan maybe that they didn't mean to enroll in. Maybe they enrolled in a plan, they didn't check everything out, and one of their key prescription drugs is not covered. Ouchie, no one to sit through that. Or maybe their specialist is not in network. You have a kind of have a mulligan. The first 3 months of the year is OEP. You have a do-over. You can change your plan one time opportunity. And I may do another broadcast on that whole period because that's another thing in itself. But again, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk radio show. I want to thank all of our listeners today. You guys have a great week. If you have any questions, give me a call, 850-632-0033, and our website again, www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Have a great week, folks.